Gloria. And the workshop is a Cluttered Spirit. Cluttered Spirit.
I'm Gloria and I'm an addict.
Hey, Gloria.
Recovering from the disease of addiction. Thank you, God.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to manipulate this topic, because I always manipulate and get clogged up. There's some good things that are happening since I stopped using drugs. And because I have not been acting good and performing the way that God had me to do, because I people please, I get caught up on what you think of me, how I'm really feeling, insecure. Some days I don't feel recovery and I isolate, but I remember the key tags that I held on to. How about I wear recovery when I don't go to a meet because I don't feel connected? My spirit is cluttered with clean time. Because I ain't used. And I ain't trying to ride the backs or bend on my knees, knowing I ain't praying. I ain't looking for no fix. I'm hoping to get a match. I ain't trying to be on no flavor. I'm looking for favor.
That's right.
I'm one who's always attracted to your spirit. Whether it's good or bad. See, I've been going through some stuff. I've been attacked spiritually. I've been having a spiritual warfare going on with me in the last year. 3 accidents back to back. 1 just before I get ready to celebrate clean time. I'm talking about getting some healing in the physical part of my body where the drugs have really, really did severe damage. If you could just look at my x-rays, you'll know I'm a miracle walker. I don't like walking on a walker. I have an image. I have an ego. I don't like being homeless with 15 years clean because of the decision that I made. I like my independence. But sometimes I can be so independent I'll become codependent. How about when I get to that point, whatever that point is, when my security begins to get shaken and the fractured personality begins to wither, after I build up some character, it becomes defected all over again, clean. I can't keep masking up being cosmetic around here. There's some stuff going to happen to not only me, but I hope that whoever hears this cluttered spirit tape will know that you don't have to stay there, but you will go there at some point. Either with or without drugs. Because now that I'm not using, I have what's called a void. And whatever I fill it with, and I'll justify and say it ain't the drug. Well, people right now for me are more toxic than a drug. I need people. But some of the people that I think I need, God don't want them in my life. And I don't know how to do the goodbye or the separate. See, I'll put you in a category that, you know, you really don't belong. Is it separation from you? Is it divorce? Or is it just do whatever it can as long as we have to? Thank you, God. I've been working on patience. Now, let me tell you about my patience. I never practice that anyway. I tolerate stuff. But how about my tolerance level has gotten to a point where I'm on the edge. And the edge is just giving up. Not wanting to do what I need to do no more, because I'm tired of waiting for that thing that I know God promised me. But y'all say don't give up.
That's right.
And I read a book that says don't give in. Mm-hmm. And it don't have no time on it. It just says specifically don't give in. So I'm holding on, but I got to be careful what I'm attached to. Because sometimes I'll get attached to agents that I'll place with the drug. So it's not the drug no more. So it'd be shopping. Nothing is never enough for this addict. Let me tell you that. I know there's a part of me that would never, ever be satisfied. Because I'm greedy. I'm hard to please. And sometimes I don't even know what I want.
That's right.
But I know I want something. Let me tell you about my agents. And I had to write some stuff down because I don't remember. And I ain't going to try to pretend I'm a basic tech quoting and toting and sharing individual. Matter of fact, let me get my glasses. Because I need to start taking better care of me. Because see, I abandoned myself. I'll tell y'all I ain't going to pimp and prostitute my spirit. And the minute I tell y'all, I done it. Because there's something about that free one. It's something about when I'm at this state that I am and I don't have any money. I done went from $43,000 a year. Let me tell you how my finances have been attacked. But I remember turning them over to God. Okay? Waiting on 3 settlements. Got a call from my attorney today while I'm down here. Haven't been able to sleep. I've been at this spot before. They say dreams awaken and possibilities arrive. How about I be glad for you when you have successes and when my success time is coming, you say you glad, but when I need you to walk with me, when I get that finance, where are you? Are you judging me because I made a solid decision without your consciousness?
Talk about it, girl. Talk about it, girl.
Tell it. Can you still be my friend and walk through it all with me when I get some money and I start acting crazy? Can you apply the principles in your life and sponsor me? It says, Narcotics Anonymous, y'all don't care. Let me tell you how I see it. It says Narcotics Anonymous really don't care about my age, my creed, my religion, my lack of religion, who my connections were, what I've done in the past, how much I have, and how little I don't have. Only thing you want to know is, what is my problem? I got a cluttered spirit. That's my problem.
All right, Gloria, talk about it. Talk about it, girl.
And with this cluttered spirit, let me tell you, it says, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how can we help. I need you to be accountable, not only for your recovery, but for my recovery too, to help guide me when I fall short with clean time, when I'm acting out. I need you to like sponsor me. Help put me back on this spiritual path called recovery. Because it says I have a disease that will manifest itself in every area of my life. And especially the lifestyle. Oh, y'all don't know. Let me share for somebody who do not know my story. Because everybody don't know my story. I'm talking about the one I came in on, the one that I surrendered, that I thought I was physically dead. And I was broke up. They don't call me sister because I'm no nun. I've been broke up and broke in. And broke down. I thought it was a mental block, and it was. I thought I was going to lose my mind. Went through menopause at the age of 26 years old. Didn't know what I'd done to my body. It was only till I put the drug down. And how about years later, not taking radiation and chemotherapy, eating right, exercising right, and becoming so obsessed with it that I get overwhelmed in my spirit. Because I become tired. And I don't want to move. Because the pain of withdrawals from the old dope is still in my fatty tissues. How about I be aching so bad that I ain't never found a pill to fix disappointment? But I keep trying and I keep holding on because I know happiness ain't gonna come through money. I don't care how much sex I get, I still look for more love. What I find out is I need to know how to nurture the freaky personality in me. I need to be balanced all the way around, because see, I done came full circle. I done came full circle, and I'm the most spiritual person I know. Y'all say I don't have to be religious to be where I am now. So don't judge me and let me find out you judging me, because I don't have no program. I will read you just as consciously as I can.
Tell them, Miss Gloria.
Tell them.
But all I'm asking for some days is help, because I'm afraid to be rejected. I'm afraid to be disappointed. I'm afraid to be denied. I'm real fragile. And it don't always feel good being vulnerable when God has equipped us with everything we need. Why am I still at this point where enough is not enough? Because I'm never satisfied. So I'm learning how to be grateful. Because every day I'm not. And the day don't have to be a whole day. Let me tell you, I really wasn't grateful a few minutes ago when she introduced me. Because I didn't want to get up here. And I don't want to share part of me with you. Because I still have some hidden, dark, deep secrets that just maybe I could sneakily get it done. But in here, if I want to come clean, I got to stay clean. In order to stay clean, I want to be clean. So that requires some work on my part. And it's not just the money of the agents that I've been holding on to, but that's the most glaring one, because I'm going to get a breakthrough with that one. I'm going to get a breakthrough. How about I stop learning? And when I stop learning, I stop growing. I have allowed my recovery to be placed in a halt syndrome. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And it's something when I stop showing more constriction. I I must learn to improve my personal life. How do I do that? I have to continue to practice patience and tolerance even when it's not being practiced with me. Cluttered Spirit talked about the ninth step and the just for today and making amends. And how about through previous preparation of the other steps, I've gained some spiritual principles. And the ninth step is going to be, the amends process for me is going to be in God's time, and it don't happen overnight. And I'm studying, getting prepared for it, and I think I'm ready, and I'm listening to God saying, okay, now it's time. But how about when the opportunity meet for me to make the amends and loneliness sit in? One more time, I've disobeyed the order of God. And I know I don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's why I do the best I can with what I have.
That's right. That's right.
And it's not easy.
It's all right.
I love my sponsor. I love her. And just because she changed her mind without checking in with me, I decided to abandon her. But I'm so glad she is mature in spite of whatever may be going on in her life. She is mature enough to know. She's woman enough to see. She's God-given enough with potentials to feed my spirit. And I remember her calling me saying, what is going on? And I had to tell her I had resentments with her. How do you have resentments with somebody who had been there for you through it all?
That's right.
I'm just so grateful that I got to that point before I was able to come here and do this meeting, that I could spend time with her and bond and rebuild our connection. One thing I learned, I'm good. One thing I learned about this process, you can't rehearse recovery.
Not at all. Just right about that one. That's right.
And it don't have to be shown in the way I live around y'all. It's shown in how I live when I'm alone.
That's right. That's right.
I have gotten to a point where I have got sick and tired of myself. So I had to learn my limitations. I had to go back and relearn and acknowledge the positive principles that have been instilled in me, like joy. You ever been feeling real bad and just get silly? I had the most fun when I'm broke. When all my needs are met, I'm still able, no matter what circumstances financially I'm in, I'm still able to help somebody in their dilemma. Yeah. And I don't see how I do it. Because I'm learning how to relinquish that selfishness. It's not easy when everything is falling, your health is failing, and you don't have nobody around that the physical, tangible evidence, that's when you really got to go inside. And if your insides is like mine, all ate up and broke down, what do you do then? That's why I have to pray. And I'm so glad that I know God. That I can call on the all-righteous God. I can call on the God of peace and prosperity. I can call on the God of healing. I can call on the God when I'm in a dilemma for my banner and give me the victory. I can call on the God who sees it all, who makes sacrifices for me that I can make sacrifices for others. I can call on that God whose presence is right there when I don't see it, when I don't feel it, when I don't know it. I can call on that God. I can call on that God when all the good things are happening for me in my life and I'm just going from up and down and all around and good and bad and crazy and in and out and up and down. Look, I can call on that God whose provision shall be seen and not heard. I can call on him. And more importantly, I can call on the God of my shepherd. I can call on him. So I'm glad I know God. I'm glad I know God. And when I'm at this point, I can call on the God, not by name, but for to help me with my needs to rebuild my spirit. I got to know him. I know him by name, but I need to know him in a language that's conducive to my recovery so that I can be able to carry a clear message to that addict that may be out there struggling in a cluttered spirit who just may not know that there is hope. I have to learn how to use my time wisely. There's something about being bored. I must stop moving real fast with a purpose without a destination.
That's right.
I'm learning how to become more solution oriented. There's something in that. I don't always have to complain about the problem. If I never tell you what's wrong with me, if you ever ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to tell you good. Because I mean it. I'm doing good. Because I'm nowhere near where I used to be.
That's right.
And I'm really trying very hard not to go back where I think I want to go. So I'm doing good. And I say it with conviction. What I'm saying is not only am I doing good, I'm being good.
That's right.
Because I love you. Because I know what love is. I got a good heart. And I want to protect my heart. Because there's a part of my heart that can't nobody touch. I don't care how much you do harm to me. There's a part of my heart that you just can't get to because I'm connected to a God of my understanding that says no matter how much they attack you, just know that I am within you. I'm trying to excel in my step work. I've been at this sixth step. I'm entirely ready to have God remove those things that have been cluttering my spirit called defects of my character. I'm tired. And something about being tired of those defects, when God knows when you're tired. I say I'm tired, but if you notice, when I opened up, I say I always manipulate. I can't be tired if I'm still manipulating. I ain't never learned how to do nothing unconditional. Can somebody please teach me how you do that? Because I'm trying real hard to do. I'll do it from my heart because I mean what I say. Sometimes I don't believe that I'm recovering. But I just hold on to the belief that I'm doing something right because y'all say, believe. But it's not until I get to that point where I start to believe for me. I'm learning how to eliminate stresses. Something about stress and overwhelmness. That's worse than eating and sexing to your feelings. I must, and there's some must that I must do. Narcotics Anonymous have must, but I have some must I must do. I must stop turning turmoil into mountains and molehills, and I must learn how to make peace out of it. I must stop complaining. I must be grateful. I must learn to challenge all my fears. For real, if I have faith, what am I afraid of? I say I'm fearless. I did a fearless more inventory. I went as deep as I thought I'd need to go. It took courage for me to come up here and tell y'all I had sex in a church with drugs in me and on me on a Sunday with the preacher behind the pulpit. Forgave me, but there's some parts of me that haven't forgiven me. I'm learning how to build whole, healthy relationships. I've learned that if I don't do nothing else, I need to be honest with me. Sharing is risky, man. And having a cluttered spirit is even a big risk. I want to say to anybody who may be having a cluttered spirit, may each day be a journey. That leads you on a path of serenity and joy.
Yes.
No matter what happens, just don't use. In spite of whatever goes on, if we can just say thank you, God, it'll be all right. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Sister Gloria. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker. Oh, sorry, my name is Robin. I'm an addict from Las Vegas. At this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Brian from Philadelphia.
Excuse me. I'm an addict named Brian.
Hey, Brian.
And I first thank God for having me here. Thank him for traveling grace. Because I drove down here by myself. I normally try to travel by myself. There was a time when I used to have a caravan of people going down the highway, and we step up in conventions, and you think I was being surrounded by the FOI as I was coming into meetings. But sometimes you just want to take some drives just by yourself. Just to get in touch with some things on the inside, where you don't have any outside interference. And sometimes just turn off the radio and just roll. You find some interesting things happen between your ears when you don't have the radio on and you just rolling by yourself. When they called me for this commitment, I was in the middle of doing some schoolwork, and when the guy told me what the topic was, I didn't really have to. I said, you know, I really ain't got to go deep with that, because that's just about where I'm at. You ever get a topic that's right where you at? And you be wondering if somebody has been peeking through your windows or had you under surveillance for the last couple months or so, because it's like, how do they know where I'm at? And why does God put me in positions where I got to talk about myself to some people who probably will talk about me afterwards? And then since it's late, I ain't really got time to be playing, so I ain't had no time to make up no clever stuff. So now stuff just may just come out, and I just may be regurgitating some things. Because sometimes you ain't got time to be playing. And when I hung the phone up, I was sitting in my spot, and I was just looking around. There's a pile of clothes over there. There's a pile of clothes over there. There's some junk over there. I got books and stuff. I got two bookshelves, you know, because when you start to matriculate and you become to get educated, you start to have bookshelves to put books on. So I have a lot of, but I got more books than shelves.
Come on, Brian.
So now the books are all over the place, and I'm sitting around, and then I get up to walk into the kitchen, and I bump into something and knock it over. So I turn around to pick that up and bump into something else. I say, this is clutter. This is a mess. This is junky. Now, this is borderline trifling. I need to just clean this stuff up. And then I try to clean it up, and I move some stuff around, because I don't really, like, make no major moves in cleaning up. Let me just put this over here so it don't be in my way, and then move this over. That's what be going on in the spirit, too.
Come on, Brian.
Your spirit is so cluttered, you can't even find God in it. Because you keep bumping into you. You can't even move yourself, straighten yourself up. Listen to what I'm saying. I be all jacked up sometimes. You ever sit back with ears clean and ask yourself, did God make a mistake?
Ooh.
I ain't talking newcomers clean. I'm talking about 21 years clean. Struggling with the gift that God has placed on you. Struggling with the call he has on your life. Struggling with my anointing. Struggling with my ministry. Struggling with my clean time. Struggling with my recovery. You be sitting with all these blessings.
Come on, baby. Take your time.
Is this really for me? How do I show my goodness back to him? Because we quick to say God is good. And God has been good to us, but how good have we been to him?
Tell it, baby.
And listen, with time clean and steps and spiritual principles, I don't always live a life conducive to what I verbalize. Because when your stuff is all jammed up, bad looks good. And what's good for you seems to be a bad thing. So I'll be having some good things in my life, and rolling off of the good stuff just don't seem to be happening. Because that just seems to be a little bit boring. That seems to be, wait a minute, let me add some excitement into my life. No, because I just want to get out there every once in a while. You ever, no, listen, I just want to tell the truth. You ever just want to do something exciting? Like go pick up a prostitute or something? No, it's late. I ain't got time to be lying. I was going to dance around that issue. I was going to, you know, look for some, you know, I was going to say, like, you know, every once in a while, I have some miscellaneous funds hanging around that's not earmarked for anything. And periodically, I may drive around the neighborhood, and I see somebody who may want to exchange some goods for some currency. No, you just want to go pick up a hoe every once in a while. Because you be up in the crib now, but I live by myself. Now, I've had some good things. You know what I mean? But I don't know how to treat a good thing. No, because if it's too good to me, it gets scary. And then I start to be wondering, what's up? Because you really can't like me for me. No, because I'm a piece of work. You really got to be special to be messing with me. Because I'm a special kind of guy. No, I'm talking helmet, yellow bus, short bus, special. So when you be up in the, hey, listen, man. Charlie, I could be in the crib. Listen, I'm working now on my second master's degree. I'm working on my pastoral degree, and I could be in the crib studying the word. And then a bright idea comes.
Yeah, talk about it.
Tell on that.
Let's go make a move. God loves you, He'll forgive you. You've been good for a while. You got to get this thing up off of you. No, listen. But sometimes what happens is people start to throw out their judgments on you. And you know, especially some people who find religion in recovery and become so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. And they're so self-righteous and tight that they don't understand that there's an enemy that's just waiting to attack. Gloria talked about spiritual warfare. They say, he's getting religious. No, the book says that this book deals with spiritual matters. The solution to our problem is spiritual in nature. My problem ain't you. It's something. When God puts you in position, see, if the disease ain't bothering you, then 9 times out of 10, it already got you. And you're probably hanging out with it every day. It don't got to mess with nobody that it's hanging out with. But when you start to want to live like God wants you to live, that's when the attack comes on you. So it knows that my weakest area and the area that I struggle in is the sexual area. So it presents itself in that area. And it knows that right now I don't have time to be in a relationship because I'm trying to get through school. But it still wants me to get my stuff off every once in a while. So it say, go get one. Because it says you'll find yourself obsessed and compulsive with things that were never a problem until you stop using drugs.
That's right.
So you get some new dope clean. You heard my boy talk about boo. And so I gotta fight those thoughts. And then God is so good that even when I get in the car, and even when I'm cruising the set, there ain't no body out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm negotiating with God. Come on, man. Come on, man. Just one. Just one. Can I just get this one off? I just got to. Come on, man. I'm going to just ride around one more time. And you get caught up because we're talking about a grip. And we're talking about obsession. We're talking about a fixed idea. Once it's locked in, you can't get out of it. And then you start to ride, and you start to ride. And you, I mean, I ain't talking about last week, last year. I'm talking about a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Come on, let's tell the truth up in this camp.
Yeah.
No, because I was feeling that. I was feeling empty. No, I'm kind of like, I'm content with my singleness, but I ain't happy all the time. I ain't one of them people that say I don't ever want to be with nobody else. I want to be with somebody else. But right now, I ain't in the condition. You got to understand, when you're not in condition, we got too many toxic relationships with two people who are not in condition to be in a relationship. Neither one of them love themselves, but they're trying to get love from somebody else. And if you can't love you, how do you expect somebody else to love you? Because can't nobody love you like you love you? And if we want to get deeper than that, can't nobody love you like God loves you? That's the ultimate love. If you want to know what love is, find God. And he loves me so much, he won't even let me hurt myself. I get back in the crib. Get back to the word. I done wasted 2 hours and a half a tank of gas.
That's
I could have just finished reading without a start.
Yeah, there you go.
I just get a freaky idea.
Yeah. And say thank you.
Because
yeah.
It's something you got to keep this guarded.
That's right.
That's why I don't let a lot of people in my space. Some people ain't worthy to be in your space.
That's right.
Some people in the beginning of your recovery, listen, this says it gets narrow. It gets Shaida, it gets, you know why? But people don't live this. The hit is it gets narrow because eventually it's going to go wider. When you start off wide, eventually it's going to get short because you got some people with you in the beginning that ain't supposed to be with you at the end or in the middle. But you just want to keep hanging on to people. It says in the 11th step, we can be content with or without money, with or without with or without a partner, or with or without the approval of others. It doesn't matter to me what you think about me. It matters to me what he thinks about me.
Say that again. Yes.
So in my struggles, because I'm a human being, you know, I go through the same struggles, then I'm glad I have a fellowship to come to.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm a minister at the biggest Black Baptist church in the city of Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, but I can't be hanging out with them too much. Because they don't be, they have freaky thoughts, but they can't talk about it. I could come here. I can tell y'all I was looking for a hoe 3 days ago. I can't tell them they snatched my collar. All right, can you hand us back your license, Minister Kim Pastor? But they be looking for hoes too, I know. They just ain't got nowhere to go tell it. That's the benefit of being a part of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm trying to tell you. So when this thing up in here be jammed up, this is a place to come. I gotta latch on to people. You gotta get somebody to say, hey, this, listen, I'm struggling. No, it don't matter. Clean time don't mean nothing to pain don't care about your clean time. Loneliness don't matter. No, all those little things that we think because we got some time clean. No, listen, it becomes more relentless, cunning, powerful, baffling, insidious, waiting to trap. Oh, yeah, we got a disease that just sets you up. That's why the 10th step tells us good times are new to us and we should learn to nurture them, and good times can be a trap. So yeah, when it's popping, no, get nervous. You know,
know, because some people think recovery is all about, it's just smooth. And as long as you got stuff, it's all right. I got stuff. No, I got stuff. I could be, man, that was kind of close. Like it was the ball hit my lip or something. Let me back up off the mic. I ain't that lonely. I'm cool.
Take your time, baby. Take your time.
It threw me off. I forgot where I was at.
I
got stuff. Nice job. A lot of friends. I just ate with the Porters this evening. Mama Porter and Daddy Porter. Son Porter and daughter Porter and daughter-in-law Porter, and just sitting there looking at a whole family just in recovery and looking at Thomas like a proud father with his cigar. You say, Brian, this is what recovery is all about. See, sometimes the stuff holds no substance if you don't have substance within yourself. See, it's about this internal stuff. Straightening out this stuff on the inside. Because this is always going to change. You're going to get a car. That's all right. You may get a house. That's all right. You might not get a house. That's all right. You might not never get a car. That's all right. Newcomer, don't base your recovery on somebody else's external appearance, because what looks like gold just might be pyrite. You never know. What may be diamonds could be cubic zirconia. I'm talking about when you look at somebody and you prepare yourself and you want to be somebody other than what God made you. And if God made you, then he made you perfect within yourself. Recovery is about just moving. I just be moving. And if you in my way, I just move you out. Because I'm trying to get to him. I just want to have peace with him. And as you start to get older, you start to get in touch with your immortality. And you start to recognize your days are numbered. And you start to recognize that each day I want to get as close to him as I possibly can to make sure my number is called in the end. So right now it ain't about nothing. When I'm all up in here in the spirit, I'm just dealing with how can I just start to rearrange some stuff, to put stuff in its prioritize some things in here so I can be right with him. And I got to get out the way. The difficulty is getting out of the way, because sometimes he don't seem to be moving as fast as I think he should move, and he's blessing so-and-so quicker, so-and-so got more money than me, so-and-so got a big crib, so-and-so got this, so-and-so seems happy. Why do I go through low self-esteem? You know how I feel the best, Thomas, when I come to places like this.
That's right.
This one, I feel like a hero. Listen to what I'm saying. You can come to a spot like this, and people just come up to you and say things like, you know, I've been listening to your tapes and your CDs for years, man, and it's just finally, I'm just happy to meet you.
Yes.
Or you don't know how much of an inspiration you've been to me. You know, you go to places when I was in Canada and the boy was coming down the hallway and I told him what my name was. He started running off tapes and he got all my, I'm a bum nigga from North Philly. Here's a little white kid up in New Brunswick, Fredericton, Canada, listening to me. I go to Topeka, Kansas. Didn't even know that there was a place called Topeka, Kansas. And I start speaking, it's me, Bubba, and two sisters. We the only four Negroes at the whole convention. But they treated me like I was like God. You go to places like Alabama, and you go to places like Kentucky. You know, I done spoken 23, I don't know, I done spoken half of the United States. A bum from North Philly. And I come up in these places, and I feel like a hero. But come Monday morning, when you got to get back to real life, where ain't nobody clapping on the job.
That's right.
Where ain't nobody heard no Brian K. Tate. And I might try to make a policy that they play it over the PA system every once in a while so they can know who the hell I am. So they should be happy that I'm working there. But that's not the reality. And you got to deal with family issues. And you got to deal with life issues. And sometimes when you come to spots like this, this be my escape. This be like rehab. This is like rehab for life. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes y'all look at us that speak and y'all think that we all this, that, and the other don't know what the hell we be going through during the week. Or y'all see us behind the podium and they, him again, her again. And y'all don't know, the story changed. No, listen, life be moving and life be changing. So whenever you listen to my stuff, you getting updates. I ain't got time to be talking about last year. I ain't talking about in the beginning. I'm not talking about when I first got here. I'm talking about right now. Spirit clutter. Being in confusion. Fourth step talking about searching and sorting through the confusion and contradiction of your life. I'm talking about right now, sorted, right now, contradicted, right now, confused, right now, baffled, struggling, sitting back saying, did you really mean me, God? You ever have a day where you don't even think that you're worthy of God's presence in your life? You just sitting there. Y'all be sitting on the side of the bed just looking stupid sometimes. Ain't nobody ever there have the dumb look? Don't know where you're going, where you're coming from, what's happening? But he said, just get up and go. Just move. Just move. And that's all I do every day. I just move. God, whatever, you know, I don't, some people say, you know, they don't know how to get rid of some things. And when you got stuff clubbed up inside you. I was with a friend of mine. We was going to Cleveland one time. I had to do a joint in Cleveland, Ohio. So we was driving. So we had stopped at a rest stop. And we went to the bathroom in the rest stop. So this bathroom was different than the bathrooms back in the day, because the bathrooms back in the day, when you go in there and you relieve yourself and you get rid of the waste that's in you, the mess that's in you, you normally, after you did that, you pull down the handle and it just flushed it away. But we went into a bathroom that was different. After we relieved ourselves of the waste, I turned around and walked away. He was still standing there, baffled and confused as to what he gonna do to get rid of the waste that had came out of him. I say, all you got to do is turn around and walk away. Whenever there's mess in your spirit, whenever there's mess in your life, all you got to do is turn around and walk away. That's how simple it is to get myself out of some of the jams that I get. Because most of the jams didn't come to me. I went to them.
That's right. That's right.
No, the jam ain't come looking for me. Jam was not walking down the street. And jam ain't saying, yo, I look for jam. Because I just got something in me that sometimes, the book puts it this way. There's something about our self-destructive personalities that cries out for failure. It don't whisper out. It don't talk in a monotone voice. It cries out. And you know when you're doing the work of God. Shy, you know, you listen, when you doing his work, it's coming at you. That's why I always share with my friends. See, sometimes I sit around with Thomas and Usman and Harold and Ron and people like my buddy Kenny and Rashida and them and Brian and them, because we you know, and Charlie, we have to bond, because God has put a great responsibility on our shoulders. And when we travel around the country, I don't travel for me. You know, that's why a lot of times before I get ready to share, I really don't want to be bothered, because I'll be trying to get in my space. And then once I get in my space, I'm locked in. Now, I'll come out of my space when I finish. But once I'm locked in, because I'm just trying to zone everybody out, because I just want to get into him. I don't care how big the crowd is. I don't care if it's 2 or 3 people or 300 people in here. I just want to get into him. Because if I'm to be used as his tool, to be used as his vessel, then I should be just as excited speaking to 3 people as I do 3,000. So I'm just trying to tune in. So we got this responsibility on our shoulders that sometimes people don't understand, who don't have the same responsibility. And sometimes we got to, like, get with each other. Back in the day, we used to have what we called the hit squad. You know, in the hit squad, we just travel. Me, Thomas, Usman, Ron, Harold P., Jim P., Tony, God bless his soul, from up New York, Richie C., and we just used, everywhere as a committee, we was all the hit squad. And we used to sit and rap with each other, because it's a different, there are levels in recovery.
That's right.
Now, the levels don't mean that somebody is better than you, but the levels mean that God has placed a responsibility on this person that he has not given you. That's why the 12th step says each of us has a one-of-a-kind personality that's sure to be an attraction to many. Some of us have a sparkly sense of humor which can reach someone in despair. Some of us have the ability to tell the truth in no uncertain terms. Some of us are better in service work. So everybody is not supposed to be behind the mic. Because in order to give a message, you got to get one. And sometimes people become microphone fiends, like Rakim said back in the day. And they use this position for personal gain. And whenever you speaking to God's people, you should be speaking to them about him through the process of recovery. When people pay to come to it, I paid $30. Nigga, I paid $30. I drove down here from Philadelphia. I had to fill up the gas tank. I had to pay a couple tolls. I had to eat a sandwich and drink some coffee on the way down here. Then we went to Phillips, and I woke $35. I done spent almost $100. No, when people spending money, they don't want to hear no drunk ass nigga back here talking. This ain't no regular meeting. He over there taping, he's smiling. You know you were selling about 1,000 of these, don't you? Let me hold something. This is serious stuff.
Yes, sir.
Somebody should be leaving out of here with something in their pocket.
That's right.
No, so when they leave here and their spirit gets cluttered, they can reach in their pocket and pull out something Gloria said. Pull out something that I said. And know that no matter what, just don't use. Oh, can I just hold on one more day? That's all I got to do is, you ever, ain't any time I'm using drugs with me, I'm like, can I just hold on one more day? God, just don't let me do nothing trifling today. God, can you hold me for 10 more minutes? If you hold me 10 more minutes, I can work through this. I swear I can get through this. I can pray my way through this one. Give me 5 more minutes, God, because if I don't get this, God, I'm out. I'm going. You know I'm going. Just help me out now. I'm telling you, you got to stick up in this hand. Oh, no, it's going to come at you different. Yeah. You just got to see any newcomers in here. Raise your hand, your grandma.
Yeah.
I need about $10 from all y'all. So after the meeting, just come up to the front and give me a hug. But I be talking to y'all. I don't know who nobody else in here be talking to. I be talking to y'all. Yeah, because most people here and already got their preconceived notions. They already know what they need to do. They got recovery somewhat down pat. I just need to talk to y'all because I want y'all to understand that recovery is great, but it's a bumpy ride. But every time you hit a bump, you don't use. You just got to roll with the bump and just keep pushing. Just push until something happens. If you stay up in this camp, something is going to happen. Listen, I'm a bum from North Philly. I got 3 college degrees. I'm working on my 4th college degree. No, you couldn't have told me that 21 years ago. I just wanted some Newports, newcomer. No, I just wanted to smoke every day. If I had some cigarettes and some bus tokens, I was cool. Oh, and then about a couple months later, I had 2 freaks. Everything was copacetic. No, I was living on top of the world. Those was my hopes and dreams. No, I ain't had no big stuff. Some of y'all come in with big stuff. I just had small stuff. You know, listen, and then it says, hey, listen, it says, when the drugs go. Now listen, newcomer, listen to this progression. It's in the book, newcomer, when the drugs go. First of all, the drugs got to go. And when the addict begins to work the program. Now you got, that's the basis of what's coming next. When you study something, you got to see what is the climax. What is the climax of this particular sentence or paragraph? When the drugs go and the addict begins to work the program, then wonderful things happen.
That's right.
Newcomer, can you just get into just wonderful things happening? No, if it was just wonderful things. You could just stop right there with wonderful things. No, I could roll a long time off of wonderful things, but it don't stop right there. Then it says, lost dreams awaken. No, you mean something that I wanted to be, something that I wanted to have. You mean the purpose that God had for my life can be reawakened? And then if we could stop there, that would be all right. With wonderful things and lost dreams. But then it goes on to say, new possibilities arise. So not only do I have wonderful things, not only do I have lost dreams awakening, but now I got new possibilities. Man, ain't no dump in the world gonna make me give up on all that. You can't smoke that. You can't shoot that up. You can't drink that. No, but up in this camp, you ever be high, clean?
Yes. Yes.
Newcomer. The drugs got to go. Then you got to begin to work the program. I'm getting ready to shut it down because I'm tired. I've been hollering and stuff. Sometimes you're like, why be me hollering all the time? We ain't got nothing better to do. I could have just talked. But this ain't a talking crowd. That's what happened last week. Them niggas started talking, they left. So you gotta holler. That's what you gotta. When you in the Narcotics Anonymous, you gotta holler. Even if you ain't saying nothing, just holler. They be like, that nigga deep. He's deep. That nigga dropped it. What do you say? Up in this camp. Some people don't be making no sense at all, but they just be hollering. And they go buy the tape too. Give it to their sponsor. Listen to this. What did he say? Shut up. Let's get the spiritual message out of it. Listen, I want to thank Y'all know I'm sleepy because I get looking stupid. And they like giving me like this time of night and stuff because this is a trick. But I want to thank this convention committee because they've always been good to me. They've invited me down to be the main speaker a couple years ago, and they just continue to call me, and it's a blessing when people ask you to come back.
That's right. That's
right. If you spoke somewhere and they ain't asked you to come back. Maybe the first time wasn't that good. But when they just keep asking you to come back. And when I come back, all I want to do is just pour out my heart. Pour out my truth. Pour out my spirit. I ain't up here to entertain nobody or be clever. You know, I'm up here just to give you a piece of me. So you can check on me every once in a while. Just call me and just do a hoe alert. Ain't got any hoes lately? No, I'm good. All right, let's check in. Thanks for letting me check.